Well, if one of your goals this year is to improve your health and fitness, looking at your diet and exercise is a good starting put. But life coach, author and speaker Sally Tebow has created a 10-step principle to help us get fitter and healthier. The first principle we talked about was eating consciously. Last week, we discussed principle 2, intermittent fasting. And Sally joins me now to talk about principle 3, exercise purposefully. Thank you for joining me again, Sally.
Thanks for having me, Tim.
So let's talk about exercise. We all know it's good for us, but apparently a lot of Aussies aren't doing enough of it.
Just scary stuff, really. You know, we all know that we should be exercising, but it's incredible how few Australians get enough exercise. And what's interesting is that almost a third of Australians aren't getting enough exercise, according to the World Health Organization.
Okay, so when we say we're not doing enough, let's look at the recommended amounts of exercise per week. What's considered enough? What should we be aiming for?
Yeah, well, we should be aiming for at least half an hour a day, but being able to find short periods of time to exercise is actually really beneficial.
Now, you're really great at this because we've talked about this before. This is the 2 and 20 principle. And you've got four little things here that we can kind of consider, which is really beneficial. And you can get a lot done in a short time.
Yeah. So, first of all, a 20-minute aerobic workout. So, we're talking about 20 minutes and you add the intensity by adding 2 short 20-second bursts of HIIT, high-intensity interval training, is as beneficial for you as an hour's running. So 10 minutes out the door, go one way with one lot of burst of energy, turn around and come back, walk back 10 minutes later. So,
See, that's crazy. Number 2 is then looking at sort of muscle building, but using body weight things like this. And this, again, you don't need a gym to do this sort of stuff.
Well, my favorite exercise of all, and I'm crazy, the push-ups. I love push-ups. I love doing them. I mean, there's a reason why, you know, in the army they still use it. It's an all-over body workout, which upper body, core, and balance. Planks, where you're kind of holding your core, leaning on your elbows and your toes. Lunges and squats are really good. And then I also like to add some strength training. So if you're doing a squat, for instance, add a bicep curl, pick up some weights and add a bicep curl, or if you're doing lunges, add some shoulder presses with some weights, just pushing the weights up from the shoulders up above your head. And really, 5 or 10 minutes of that, and you're done.
Yeah. We're chatting with life coach, author and speaker Sally Tebow. We're talking about these 10-step principles to get fitter and healthier. Today, we're talking about exercising purposefully, and as Sally is demonstrating, it doesn't have to take a long time and we can break it up into little bite-sized chunks. Number 3, form and posture, Sally. Tell us a bit more about this. Obviously, form and posture is important when you're exercising so you don't get injured, for starters.
Especially, yes. So you want to think in terms of when you're exercising, think in terms of, like your mother used to say, shoulders back. Shoulders back, not pull your stomach in, but be quite aware of it, engaging it, and that will add some benefits. So you engage in the core, and that's part of the whole purpose. But when you're walking, think about engaging that core. Think about walking with your shoulders back and lifting up and thinking about tall. You know, one of the things that we are the most inactive of any generation ever. And that's got some ramifications to it.
But what I love about this, Sally, is that it's so quick and easy. When you break it down like you have, this is manageable, I would argue, for most people. What I will look at then is the final point, because this can often get overlooked. And this is, let's start with flexibility first and foremost, because a lot of people forget about this.
Yes. One way to really protect your body and your joints about injury is flexibility. And especially as we get older, being able to be flexible can help protect against falls. So a couple of minutes, 5 minutes if you want, just doing some leg stretches, some back stretches, reaching up, doing some arm stretches. All of that just goes into the, you know, creating this purposeful exercise. But adding flexibility, incredibly important.
Yeah. And the final thing is consistency, being consistent with this.
You know, it's interesting, isn't it? People like, oh, did you mean when you suggested exercise more than one day? Yeah, I did. and the same time every day if you can. So if you're a morning person and you love your morning exercise, make that a priority. If you're an evening person and you like to exercise at night, make that a priority. But don't sort of switch from one to the other because you won't stick it up. But consistency is the only way that you're going to gain any benefit.
Exercising purposefully, some very simple reasons and ways that you can do that with life coach, author and speaker Sally Tebow. If you'd like to listen to this chat again or check out more about exercise and fitness in general, sallytebow.com.au is Sally's website. A whole bunch of stuff on there, sallytebow.com.au. Sally, thank you for that. Principle 4 next week. Looking forward to it. Until then, you take care.
Thanks, Tim.